Up and down the Massachusetts coast, communities have learned to repair homes and coastlines after the havoc caused by winter storms. But now, with a rising ocean and increasingly volatile weather, experts say some residential areas will have to consider retreating. And they say it can be done in an organized way or chaotically in the aftermath of disaster. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
For 25 years, Mike Morris's day job has been running a BMW repair shop in Newbury. At night, he'd leave the grease and power tools of his garage and head for one of the most gorgeous places on the Massachusetts coast, Plum Island. It's what's known as a barrier beach, a stretch of sand surrounded by marsh and river and sea, just south of the New Hampshire border. As a surfer with a keen interest in the environment, there was no better place for Morris to live.
It's beautiful in the summertime and spring and fall when you get the right days. But, man, you get the wrong weather in the wintertime, and that wind's howling down there. And then the house will shake when the waves are breaking on the beach.
Morris got tired of bracing for those winter storms and is head of a nonprofit that advocates for coastal resiliency. He knew too much.
My knowledge of meteorology and understanding weather models and things like that, I saw a real risk to owning real estate down there.
So Morris sold before he felt it was too late.
On these barrier beaches, somebody is going to be the last owner of the house that they're in. In other words, it won't be able to be sold. Nobody will want to buy it.
While many of the residents on places like Plum Island want to build up the ramparts and defend their beaches, Morris decided to retreat from the island and move inland. He's not alone. Resiliency experts say we need to start planning for retreat on a large scale. They say it'll be up to policymakers to decide whether retreat happens in the wake of a natural disaster or in an organized fashion. Morris is hoping Massachusetts will choose the latter.
I think people know that that somehow needs to happen, but the leadership in the state hasn't really formulated that sort of plan. I think even at the state level, they're still struggling with, do we retreat or do we not retreat?
We still need to get funding in that program.
At the spring meeting of the Merrimack River Beach Association, residents of Plum Island and Salisbury sit around a table with local politicians, federal officials, and state regulators. The group discusses ways to defend the beach, from a mammoth harbor barrier out in the ocean to simple fencing around a patch of freshly planted beach grass. The MRBA was co-founded by Ron Barrett of the Plum Island Taxpayers Association as a way to cut through red tape and get coastal projects off the ground. He estimates the group's work has resulted in tens of millions of dollars spent to defend the coast. Sitting on his back porch overlooking the water, Barrett says the concept of retreat hasn't arisen once since the first MRBA meeting 10 years ago.
Are we going to move New Bedford? Are we going to move Salem, Mass? Are we going to move all these big cities where they have the big population? No. The first thing we're going to do is we're either going to put retractable seawalls up or we're going to build up the roads. So you're going to spend money first before you retreat.
New Bedford and Salem also face the threat of rising sea levels, but not like Plum Island. The real estate firm Zillow estimates 30% of the homes on the island will be partially underwater if sea levels rise 6 feet. Federal studies project that in extreme scenarios, that could happen in the next 50 years in the Boston area. Even Ron Barrett thinks some neighborhoods won't last forever.
I think you're going to lose a row of houses eventually, you know, front row houses. In between time, though, people are going to do what they have to do to try to save themselves.
Massachusetts does not have a master plan for an organized retreat from frontline communities at risk, nor is one in the works. But at the local level, communities are starting to consider the possibility. In September of 2016, the same month Mike Morris sold his house on Plum Island, Governor Charlie Baker ordered his staff to develop an adaptation plan for the state. And Baker pledged to go further in this year's State of the Commonwealth speech.
Since our climate is still changing, and that's why we'll dedicate an additional $2 million to climate adaptation and resiliency planning efforts in our 2019 budget, providing additional support to municipalities and accelerating statewide hazard mitigation planning.
Part of that funding is for something called the Municipal Vulnerability Planning Program. Under the MVP program, cities and towns identify their top priorities in the face of climate change. More than 150 communities are already part of the MVP program. The hope is that the whole state gets on board, and a statewide resiliency plan will be the final product. At least in Newburyport, developing a framework for retreat is at the top of the agenda.
Personally, I think it's time to say, stop. Enough.
That's Donna Holliday, Newburyport's mayor of nearly 9 years.
You know, we let whatever is existing in the pipeline, if there is those final lots that have been purchased, that's it. But then, you know, there's a point where you have to say enough is enough.
It's not an easy thing for politicians to talk about. That's according to UPenn resiliency expert Carolyn Kuski.
People don't like to think about it. They don't like to talk about it.
Instead of investing in anticipation of natural disasters, Kuski says the federal government is doing just the opposite. She calculates that more than 90% of the money the feds spend on flood mitigation is spent after disasters.
And so you can just see what we're doing is dumping huge amounts of money where storms happen to hit. So look at Texas, look at New York, look at New Jersey that are getting billions of dollars. And a lot of that money is going into very good risk reduction measures, right? But we're not thinking strategically in advance of disasters about where the most cost-effective measures are, which communities deserve federal assistance and which don't.
Retreat can happen by will or by force of nature. But there's a third element that could prove to be even more decisive, capitalism, a scenario in which banks stop lending in vulnerable areas and insurance companies refuse to write policies. Jesse Keenan teaches climate adaptation at Harvard's Graduate School of Design. He says in the not-too-distant future, rating agencies like Moody's and Standard & Poor's could downgrade municipalities. That would make it more expensive to borrow money. Keenan says that could start to happen any day, and it's not ideal.
The current state is that increasingly the market is going to bring discipline to what you can and can't do. And we would hope that the state would play a greater role in helping shape that. So that people who are caught in between don't lose everything.
So what might retreat actually look like? Look no further than New York. Since Hurricane Sandy 6 years ago, more than 1,200 homes on Staten Island and Long Island have been bought from homeowners, either to be torn down or fortified. The same has happened in Massachusetts, but on a far smaller scale. State records show over the last 25 years, FEMA dollars have been used to buy back 4 dozen problem properties in places like Lawrence, Revere, and Scituate. A recent study estimated 90,000 homes could face chronic flooding by the end of the century. Keenan says Massachusetts has been lucky on the natural disasters front, but that could change.
As many people in the insurance industry say, what we need is a really good hurricane to wake people up.
Back at his BMW shop in Newbury, Mike Morris says he considers himself lucky for selling his house during an upswing in the market. He believes others will follow, and the government should help to make it possible.
When they decide it's time for them to leave, that there's a way out for them financially.
Coastal retreat is a fearsome notion, especially for policymakers trying to keep their constituents happy. But some say an even scarier idea is not talking about it at all. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.